Hello,
this is
Gustavo calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Wisconsin?
I am.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, or not exclusively male nor female?
Male and none of the other bullshit.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1950.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm an American.
Thank you. What is your race? I mean, white or black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or... Well,
white,
Hispanic.
White.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below?
Master's degree.
Master's. Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Number 10.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Totally dissatisfied.
Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, and number 8.
Thank you so much. Senator Tammy Baldwin?
You know what? I don't know. Is that person a Democrat or Republican?
I don't know that information. Okay. Maybe you can give it a 5 as neutral.
Well, not do a 4.
All right, thank you so much. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
A 10.
10, thank you. The Republican Party?
Well, about the Republican Party, that's what it is?
Yeah.
10.
10, thank you. And what about the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party, 0.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Joe Biden?
0.
Kamala Harris?
0.
And Donald Trump?
10.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent, a third party, or undecided, or would vote for other political offices but no president, or wouldn't vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Read the number A again.
Yeah, the statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, And the statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming
2020.
And is that, well, the statement A is much more or somewhat more?
Ask again, what?
As a statement A, for you is, well, it's much more closer to your opinion or somewhat more closer?
Okay, I still didn't understand the very first. What was the very first or two or three words you said?
Well, if you want, I'm going to repeat the question.
Okay.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
What's more? And is that much more closer to your opinion or somewhat more closer?
That's more close to my opinion.
Thank you so much. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system don't work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The second one, is it B?
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? About the future of the planet?
About the future of the planet?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, what are the questions?
Do you feel that, well, it will be positive or negative?
Okay.
Do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
I feel negative about it.
Thank you. And do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you so much. And about the future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you so much. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Same.
Thank you. And, well, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select after two answers. I don't know enough about the candidates, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
The second one.
Thank you so much. And who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, old politicians, Democrats, or none of the both?
Democrats.
Thank you so much. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel that you are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned, none or concerned, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, creating a surveillance state to monitor a citizen's everyday lives. How concerned are you about this from 0 to 10?
How concerned am I? I'm a 10. I'm very concerned, most concerned.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, how concerned are you about this?
10.
Thank you. And having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
10.
Thank you. And the next one says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
Thank you. And sending voters to jail for minor voting errors to typing to trying to correct minor voting errors.
Okay, read that again.
Yeah. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Thank you. And the next one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
Thank you. And the next one says, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
And the next one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
I read that again.
Yeah, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Okay, what was the first word you said there? I didn't understand that first word.
Oh, yeah, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
And this is all how concerned I am on a scale of 1 to 10, right?
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
10.
And thank you so much. And the last one for this, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Prosecute political? Read that again.
Yeah, yeah. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. How concerned are you about this from 0 to 10?
Give me a 10 on that.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you we have completed the 63% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. Now, how big of a problem is a racial discrimination in your community today? Do you think it's a big problem, is somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Not a problem.
Thank you so much. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No, zero.
Thank you. And, well, below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats. Where 10 means you are extremely motivated by this statement, 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 means you are not at all motivated by this statement. You may select a number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, politicians won't listen to us, and if we stay home and don't vote, that's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people. Well, this statement motivates you from 0 to 10. How much motivates you?
You know, I got to read this one again to me. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm going to read this. Below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by this statement, 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 means you are not at all motivated by this statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, politicians won't listen to us if we stay at home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
10.
And the next one says, we must carry on the legacy of our ancestors and the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has.
10.
Thank you. And the next says, we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone every citizen can make their voice heard?
Zero.
Thank you. And the next one says, we need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with the working families over wealthy corporations.
Ken.
Thank you so much. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civil engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the followings do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. The first one says voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress. The next one says volunteering for a local organization in my community. The next one says boycotting a company. The next one, engaging in a civil disobedience. The next one, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. The next one says donating to political campaigns or organizations. The next, posting on social media. The next, talking to friends and family about politics. The next, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor. The next, attending city council meetings. And the last, none of the above.
No, read the second one from the last.
Yeah. Volunteering for a local organization in my community, boycotting a company, engaging in civil disobedience, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, posting on social media, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, or attending city council meetings, or none of the above?
No. I'm supposed to answer for all of the above or for one of the above?
In this case, you can select two that you think that are the most effective way to make change on the issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The city council one and the local elections, mayor and governor.
Thank you. The city,
They were toward the end, like number last, the two from the end.
All right. Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you so much. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party, or undecided, or would vote for other political offices, not president, or wouldn't vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I think it was Donald Trump. I think it was number two.
Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I guess a Republican.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
And thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh. Yes, I have. Yes.
You are a current member or former member?
A former member.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own my home.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
another country. One was born in another country, or both were born in another country?
Both were born in another country, both.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to voted for Donald Trump.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Or there's unemployed.
Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999 or $25,000 to $34,000 or $35,000 to $44,000 or $45,000 to $54,000 or $55,000 to $64,000? Or 65 to 74,000, or 75,000 to 84,000, or 85,000?
Less than 24.
Than 24. Would you say that maybe $55,000 to 64,999, or 65,000 to 74,999?
No, 24,000. The first one that you have, 24,000.
Well, the first one is less than 24,000.
Yeah, well, that's what it would be, less than 24,000.
Okay, thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
I appreciate your time, too. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.